This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Control of the U.S. Senate hung in the balance early Wednesday with the result of one of two runoff elections in the southern state of Georgia still too close to call. Democrat Raphael Warnock is the projected winner in one contest, becoming the first black senator in Georgia's history and putting the Senate majority within the party's reach. U.S. media organizations called the race with Warnock leading incumbent Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler by more than 40,000 votes and nearly all the ballots counted. Warnock's perceived victory is viewed as a rebuke of outgoing President Donald Trump, who made one of his final trips in office to Georgia to rally his loyal base behind both Republican incumbents. The second race was too early to call as votes were still being counted this morning. There were still some mail ballots and in-person early votes left to be counted statewide, the majority of which are in Democratic-leaning counties. Supporters of President Trump are expected to march Wednesday in multiple rallies in Washington as they back his objection to the certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November election. Trump is scheduled to speak at a rally on the Ellipse, not far from the White House, ahead of a congressional vote to certify the Electoral College results, giving Biden the presidency. Ahead of Wednesday's events, Trump continued to use Twitter to make unsubstantiated claims that he won the election. And Japan is preparing to issue a state of emergency over the coronavirus pandemic for Tokyo and three nearby areas as cases continue to surge around the country. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. An American citizen working for a law firm known for taking on human rights cases was among dozens of people arrested in Hong Kong on Wednesday under a new national security law imposed by Beijing. Local media in Hong Kong report the more than 50 activists, including former lawmakers, were taken into custody and the biggest crackdown yet against the Democratic opposition under the new law. The Democratic Party's Facebook page said police arrested the activists for participating in an independently organized ballot last year to select Democratic candidates for an upcoming legislature election. The Hong Kong government and Beijing warned at the time may violate the new law. The security law was imposed by Beijing on the former British colony back in June. World Health Organization experts are due in China 1 year after the coronavirus outbreak. They're going for a highly politicized visit to explore the origins of the coronavirus. The WHO says China has granted permission for the visit by its 10-person team of experts. But before most could even begin their journey, they face roadblocks, with Beijing not yet granting them entry. The WHO's emergencies director, Michael Ryan, said Tuesday that the problem was a lack of visa clearances that should be resolved quickly. Earlier this week, Chinese authorities had refused to confirm the exact dates and details of the visit, a sign of the enduring sensitivity of their mission. COVID-19 was first detected in the central city of Wuhan in late 2019, but its origins remain bitterly contested. U.S. intelligence officials investigating last month's massive cybersecurity breach that impacted thousands of companies and dozens of government agencies warned the hack is part of an ongoing intelligence operation likely being carried out by Russia. Late last month, software giant Microsoft said the hackers even managed to use the breach to access some of the company's heavily guarded source code, the basic programming essential to running Microsoft programs and operating systems. And the United States has announced sanctioned entities against individuals associated with Iran's industry, steel industry, and the latest move in a U.S. pressure campaign against Tehran in the waning days of President Trump's presidency. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement that it blacklisted more than a dozen entities and one person. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama, yeah. again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from the great continent of Africa. We'll be knocking on your doors again today, so I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But right now, let's start off from the Democratic Republic of Congo as I take your mind back, way, way back to Isambe, the sound of Kanda Bongo Man. Yeah, that is going to be real groovy. And right after that, Bivote, the sound of Afro Combo 87 from Sierra Leone, and Mwaye by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon. But first, Isambe by Kanda Bongo Man from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Thank you.
Moye by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and before that, Bivote by Afrocombo 87 of Sierra Leone, and Isambe by Kanda Bongoman of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The African beat on the Voice of America. Broadcasting Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC. And I'm David Vandy. I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African beat on the Voice of America. More music coming, and this time to Uganda's Josie Chameleon, Dr. Josie Chameleon in Mama Mbire. Beautiful music.
Miango, Cinema Tenity, Sirapu, Jabiro Bichi, Benawa Bigumiro Sobolo Kunkuza, Polikaroji Wakefiza, Okuba Sobolo Kunkuza, Nokura Wingato,
Mama Mbire by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. This is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
I need your body. I'll be all over you. I don't baby, you're feeling the bad. We can take it on the sofa. It's 2 in the morning, we can take it to the bay. Then I will kiss your lips. The way you want it, you got me screaming. I know it's me, but maybe we can do it like Valentine. Baby, you're feeling the way you just kissing me.
Yeah. African beats.
Africa, Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my
home.
Je suis pas la
pala,
le mimosa,
à moi.
Kampala by Manny Bella of Cameroon, and right before that, The Fast Lane by ZZ of Nigeria and Daja by Kobazi of Liberia. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van De Heer in Washington. This is your favorite music show.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Here we go now with the song Tampale by Fantasy Wiz from Sierra Leone. And so the African beat continues with Falling in Love by Chidinma from Nigeria and Feeling It by I Judah featuring Samini from Ghana. But now it's Falling in Love by Chidinma from Nigeria.
African beat. Voice of America.
I'm falling in love with you. Something that moved me, and I give thanks to God for this feeling. Something come and sit up by my side. The God man, I'm gonna make you cry. And you will know me again tonight. Come and sit up by my side. God, no.
Judah featuring Samini from Ghana, and before that Falling in Love by Chidinma from Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African Beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back. The show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. And now let's take some mails that came in. This one says, hello, David. I love this program. You see, when you start playing the African music, it makes me feel really happy. My name is Mukaila from the Republic of Benin. Thank you very much, Mukaila. And another message here says, hi, David. Good evening or good morning, whatever your time is. Wow, David, you are too much on the African beat today. You know, with the African beats, you make me feel so good. You're really touching it. My name is Samuel Mwafo from Nigeria. Thank you very much, Samuel. And with that, let's get back to the hot rocking sounds from across the African continent. Ako Kanu is our next track, and it's coming to us by Kamichi of Rwanda. And right after that, this one is by Willie Mama featuring Negadon from the Land of the Lions. But right now, Ako Kanu, the sound of Kamichi from Rwanda.
I want to make you mine. As soon as you shake your bagasse, I want to make you my baby. Shake your bagasse.
Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Go your